Bunker-busting bombs, big beautiful bills, alligator Alcatraz, flash flood failures. As a writer and language nerd, I might be reveling in the absolutely amazing alliteration in those phrases. Instead, I'm lamenting the fact they represent a trail of destruction brought upon our great nation since the darkness took over just 169 days ago. Let's be clear, the Oval Office occupant and his cast of supremely underqualified cronies is just getting started. It's all happening. Mass deportations, faith-based initiatives that move us closer to a theocracy, deregulating industry at the expense of the environment, a weaponized government that persecutes political enemies, on-again, off-again tariff and trade policies that have rattled markets and destabilized the world's economy, open and outright grift to enrich himself, his family, and the oligarchs lapping at his feet, eliminating programs and funding that support the most vulnerable among us, all while convincing millions that following him over a cliff is really in their best interests. Surprised? We shouldn't be. It was all there in Project 2025, all 887 revealing pages of it. I have the full printout complete with post-it notes and highlighted passages if you want to borrow it. How do we get here? Well, the Democrats capitulated by not holding President Biden to his word he'd only serve one term. The party went high when it should have gone low during the campaign, and it inaccurately believed the country wanted far-left insanity instead of center-right pragmatism. This is on us. So what to do in the 1,292 days until this long national nightmare is over? Perhaps we just let it burn. Burn it all down. Then maybe, just maybe, the seedlings of sanity will push through the ash and we can rebuild our country. I'm Wester Worry, and that's my perspective.